Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today's Wednesday, April 15th. On Monday, I reported we had 25 positive cases at EB. In fact, we had 24 that day. There was an error in our reporting database, which we found during one of our daily case reviews. Since then, there have been 3 new cases reported since my last report, bringing our total number of cases to 27. Here's the information we can share about the new cases. A New London engineer working in the Groton Facilities Department tested positive, whose last day of work was April 8th. 2 Quonset Point employees based in Building 60 tested positive. The first was last at work on March 27th, and the second was last at work on April 9th. As always, we continue to follow our protocols for notification of people who may have been in contact with these individuals, and we also are following our protocols for cleaning and disinfecting any affected spaces. Earlier this week, I heard from one of our team members on a road assignment. Mike is one of hundreds of EB employees who do their work on the road, on location at suppliers or other shipyards. These employees would usually have spent the Easter holidays at home, but due to travel restrictions, they remain on the road away from their loved ones. This pandemic has been difficult for every one of us in many ways, and I ask you to think about those of us away from our loved ones staying on mission. Thanks to our road warriors for what you deliver for our company and our country. I think we all realize that these are anything but normal times. We're all making adjustments. We're talking to colleagues, families, and friends virtually. When we're out in public, our faces are covered with a mask. And all of us are concerned about our families and friends and wonder what the future, both at work and in our personal lives, will look like. This causes stress and anxiety for each of us and our family members. Like you, I feel the strain of the uncertainty a historic pandemic like this causes. While there are many ways of dealing with this new normal, I want to make sure you're considering the resources EB has available to help you. These resources are available through the EB Employee Assistance Program. They're included in your employee benefits at no cost. While I recognize how important support for mental and emotional health is, some people may feel embarrassed or may feel a certain stigma associated with seeking help. I want to remind each of you that these services are provided confidentially. No one at Electric Boat will be notified that any employee is using these services. So remember, none of us are immune to feeling stressed about the uncertainty this pandemic has caused. Also remember, we don't have to feel like we are facing it alone. Please consider taking advantage of the benefits each of us has available to us. For more information about these benefits, visit the Employee Assistance website or contact the EB Benefits Office at 860-433-4201 or at benefits@gdeb.com. Another note today regarding masks. Starting tomorrow, on Thursday, April 16th, in the Groton Shipyard, anyone going on board a ship or working on a module must wear a face covering. Those of you in that situation can get a mask at any of the tool cribs. In the meantime, we're working to quickly expand mask distribution to all EB employees. We expect to have cloth masks delivered sometime tomorrow, and we will provide information on how and where to get your mask. It is perfectly acceptable to bring your own mask from home if you wish. Please continue to practice good self-protection. Monitor your health before showing up for work, and stay home if you're sick or are exhibiting symptoms. While at work, keep a safe distance. Wash your hands and wear a face covering as recommended by the CDC. Thanks for all you do. Please continue to stay healthy and safe, and thanks for listening.